Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Miseducation of David and Gary.
Welcome to the Miseducation of David and Gary. Viewer strike back month. I am Gazpacho Jones, getting ready to get punked, a.k.a. Gary.
That was too long and unnecessary. Just letting you know. And I am David, a.k.a. Homewrecking Whore, a.k.a. that bitch.
Yeah,
shut up. Sure, don't. You are the bitch. You and your attitude and your face.
Just because you got your period this week doesn't mean you have to come and smack me in the face with your tampon.
I am 37. I don't get my period anymore. I'm dried up.
David, we have a guest on this week, you disgusting bitch.
Now, to start our viewers' strike back, or I like to think of it as our love boat month because of special guests, who is our first very special guest, Gary?
Oh, I don't know. Is it one of our Tennessee Tens? I think it is.
Yes, but which one of our delightful Tennessee Tens is it? Introduce yourself.
Hello, it's me again. Always who? In civil unrest, a.k.a. Nicolette.
The one who doesn't drink tobacco water. Audra had to be taken to the hospital for consuming too much tobacco water, and she'll be back at one point of her life.
Yeah, she will definitely be back for this. And I do have to say, though, Nicolette, I have to ask. So Beth did a recording on one of her Instagram stories, and I heard fucking birds. Is Tennessee just the area you guys live in? Is it just filled with just birds everywhere?
Is it like a Stephen King movie? Like where it's just like birds?
Like, more than the birds.
It's birds saying the N-word because it's a Stephen King novel. So it's birds saying the N-word and faggot.
So it's a Disney movie?
Ooh. Oh, like in Dumbo?
Zippity-doo-dah.
If Stephen King wrote Dumbo and didn't change a thing.
I'm telling you, when Carlene and I read it, besides the children fucking and the ample use of the word faggot, the N-word was like dropped by every character, not the black character, though. I'm like, this is a lot, Stephen King.
That's because R.L. Stein is the prolific horror writer of our generation.
R.L. Shitstein, that's your pants.
That's so rude. I'm praising beloved R.L. Stein, who doesn't have long on this earth. And you're going to act like this, Gary?
R.L. Stein was played by Jack Black in Goosebumps.
Terrible movie.
Yes, it was.
Very terrible movie.
But you know what was a good movie?
Goosebumps Part 2?
No, shut up.
The Goosening?
The Loosening. The juicing. No, the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, the movie.
Yeah, that was good.
I enjoyed it.
Visually, very great.
I mean, the story was dumb, but like they did bring a lot of practical, sensual effects of the big fat ghost.
I knew you were gonna sexualize that big fat ghost.
I wanted to fuck it. I was like, come here, you big fat ghost. I want to fuck your big fat ghost ass.
It was a big ass. Okay.
Nicolette, how are you? Fat ass.
All right, Gary, shut up. Nicolette, how you been? I miss you.
Yeah, baby, we miss you. It's been like almost a year.
I know. I missed y'all too. Just
I mean, we all talk every day, but like mentally and physically on the show, it's been a year.
Yeah, almost. Spiritually we're always all together, but yeah. Just what's that saying? Instead of living the dream, it's what is it called? The darkness continues, and so do I.
Mm. You know what?
That's my favorite Muppet song.
So, you were at a horror convention recently, and you met some people.
Yes. You guys were so adorable. You guys had Felissa Rose wish me a happy birthday, and it made me very happy.
Yeah, it was something else.
Did you remind her she was supposed to be on the show like four times already?
Yes, and so did Audra.
Of course you guys did. You guys are our fucking ride or dies. We love you guys so fucking much.
She's so popular and so beloved. Like, you can be talking to her, and all these people just walk up in the middle when it's, like, not their turn. I sound like a child, but, you know.
No, it's called etiquette.
You're talking to her. And then these people just come up to her, just talking to her and stuff. And she's not going to turn anyone away because she's such a doll baby.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're just kind of like, like oldest child syndrome over here, you know, just.
Well, that's because you're so damn sweet. We wouldn't let anybody talk to her when she was walking. We're big fat Italians. We're like, we paid our $35. We're talking to you until we're done talking to you. People came up. We were like, push them away, Adam.
It's like, nope, go, like, you go to the back of the line. Go meet Heather Maserato. Yeah, her table's empty. Yeah. Go talk to her.
Yeah, go meet the mom from Halloween Town.
Her table was not empty.
Yeah, go hang out with Tracy Gold.
Yes, have Tracy
Gold get a card.
Yes, have Tracy Gold give you nasty looks because you couldn't afford a picture with her, but afford a picture with
the three of the people around her. Every other table next to her, who you took a picture with.
Look, all right, realistically, Tracy Gold is great, but if for a picture opportunity, who are you going to brag about? Felissa Rose or Tracy Gold?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like it's
Felicity Rashad.
Oh my God. Like, you know, Felissa Rose still actively in things and acting, and Tracy Gold's humbly retired.
Would you ever take a picture with maybe?
Oh, hell yeah. In a heartbeat.
Maybe. Now, if Jack Kay ever shows up to any of those conventions, which she doesn't because she keep making money, we would be there with, I think we would resurrect a shirt because we'd have her doing maybe.
Sure. As much as I like ideas of shirts, I feel like that shirt kind of jinxed us. And I'm really scared to wear a celebrity shirt.
Tara Reid's drug dependency jinxed us.
Hey, you leave
allegedly.
You leave Dr. Quarantine alone.
It's me, Dr. Quarantine.
Oh, yeah, Nicola, she's in a new movie now called Dr. Quarantine.
With her space alien shaped head where it's like, she's like, I guarantee you, we can have her on this show, and she would never listen to any episode of us talking shit about her. She'd be like, "It's me, Ty," and I'd be like, "Yeah, maybe you stopped doing plastic surgery." She'd be like, "I stopped doing plastic surgery, Jenny McCarthy."
Also, it's bold that you think she could listen to a podcast on her Nextel.
Because she can't put the earbuds in; her neck would snap. They're too heavy. The big old bobblehead, Nicolette.
Yes.
Just so you know, that whereas David is my firstborn, you're my favorite child, and I don't like it when you watch movies such as Necromantic. It's disgusting.
But how can I tell the younger generations, you know, not to see something that
just right
desensitize them?
Very simple. You go, don't watch Necromantic. It's disgusting.
But you're a beautiful human being, and you shouldn't be desensitized either.
Yeah, that's right. I shouldn't have seen it. David made me see it.
Okay.
And then he gave me this garbage movie for my birthday, which wasn't even a torturous.
Yes, it was. You're still talking about it. So clearly, yes, you are David. Irritated because you're still bringing it up. You don't bring
up. Shut up, David. I can't believe we didn't have an episode last week.
What?
We didn't have an episode last week.
We didn't even have an episode. We recorded last week.
No, we didn't.
Fucking, we did the On Golden Pond episode last week.
Get out of here. What?
Yeah, Gary, we did the On Golden Pond episode. Remember we talked about how we were going to do On Golden Pond, and we finally did it to space out the viewers' strike back?
Oh.
Who the fuck did I record with then?
I don't know. Did you record an episode?
I did. We talked about, I watched fucking On Golden Pond.
Who'd you record with?
You idiot.
Me?
I don't remember that. Yes, we definitely did the On Golden Pond episode.
David, there's no episode for last week.
How do you, are you sure? But then who the fuck did I record with?
I don't know.
Fucking, it was such a great conversation about Katharine Hepburn and having both Henry and Jane Fonda. Like, it was a serious episode, surprisingly.
Two comedies, like, for the price of one.
Right? But Katharine Hepburn, before she went into her, like, her shut-in phase.
Oh, yeah. Before she became a New Englander.
But no. We seriously... Who the fuck did I record with then?
I don't know. Is it another lost episode that you recorded with?
Don't know. I can't...
It's a deep cut.
Yeah, is it?
Like, okay, so now we have the Orson Welles episode that never happened and this episode that never happened. David, what is going on with you?
Gary, I don't know. I distinctly remember having to sit to watch the sad fucking movie and watched, you know, Katharine Hepburn slowly going into a descent of madness, and then talked about it, and now it's not even a thing?
I guess not. I don't know. There's no episode for last week. It's just an empty hole in the schedule. Listen, Nicolette, David is on drugs. Like,
oh no.
Yeah, he's on. He found a pill in the vitamin shop. He put it in his mouth. It turned out to be cannabis, and now he is jamming.
Like, jamming.
He's jamming like he's in the Jamaican bobsled team.
Yo, I am John Candy. I am his weight. So yes, I am that movie.
Listen, shut up, David. Nicolette, we love you so much. I even love you when you watch naughty movies like Necromantic. It's not nice.
You know, I can't help it, though. They say not to watch it or gasp or the 1980s UK video nasties. I can't help it.
Okay, in Nicolette's defense, she was tricked into watching it because Joe Bob played it. She didn't actively, you didn't actively go on
Joe
your
Bob
own to watch
put
it,
that
right?
on, like.
Mm-hmm. In the full version.
Yeah.
Ew, gross.
I thought it was funny when they showed, in the last drive-in, showed the Cannibal Holocaust episode.
They at least put a warning on for that, right?
Yeah, they had like three different kinds where it's just the commentary of him talking about the film. And then without the animal abuse and the true one with real animal abuse. But for Necromantic, you know, it's just like a little... let's just leave it even at animal abuse. No warning. Nothing.
It's like, here you go. Here's some Germans.
Yeah, it's Germans. Gross. It's Germans being German. Gross. Listen. yeah, Germans. Ugh.
It changes.
Was this Germany's biggest mistake? I don't know. Necromantic and the Holocaust is weighing out the scale a little evenly. Holocaust was the worst thing that has ever happened since, you know, then it was Necromantic. It was like Germany, two strikes and you're out. One more.
I love the fact that you got more upset that I told you I had asked you unknowingly if you had seen the sequel and you said no. And I was like, yeah, it's her. It's all about her.
Ew, gross. She's even grosser.
It's very woman powered. I haven't seen it. Yeah,
it's a lot.
Germany,
it's the same
strike
thing,
one.
Just a longer reel. Yeah, strike one.
Germany, strike one, the Holocaust, strike two, Necromantic. You got one more and you're out. And you know what we're doing then? We're cutting you off from the world. Remember that wall? Imagine an entire wall.
Donald Hasselhoff will take it down again. No, Hasselhoff will take it down again.
45, the greatest president of all time, are going to build that wall around Germany, but it's going to be so high that people won't be able to get through. And Germany,
man, couldn't build
like,
a wall the first time. Make sure he's going to build a second one.
He's going to build it out of popsicle sticks and fast food wrappers.
Oh, we know he has all that ready to go.
Oh, my God. delicious.
And really too dark foundation for his face.
I love Donald Trump so much.
Oh my gosh, Gary.
He is the greatest president known to mankind. He's got orange skin and he's got the whitest eyes. He's so dreamy.
He's a Cheeto raccoon.
He is. He's a Cheeto raccoon. You're right, David. I'm going to write fan fiction about Donald Trump's Cheeto raccoon.
I bet if you actually publish that, you would sell, you'd actually make money off of it.
I'm going to put that.
I'll take that bet. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to put it on top of the Trump Bible and be like, hey, you want a little erotic Trump fiction before you read Trump's Bible? Little bitches.
Little bitches.
Little bitches. Hey, little bitches. So, wait. Before we talk about anything else, Nicola.
Yes.
Baby girl. We have to say a big old thank you to one of our goodest friends. And you may know her. Her name is Beth. You go to every convention with her. So I think you've met her before, Nicolette. But Beth did something so sweet in which she got us autographed pictures of our celebrity crush, Sophie Van Hasselberg.
And that is the beautiful entity known as Beth.
Beth is, I mean, you guys, each of you are sweeter than the other. Like, is there anybody that's mean in the South?
I'm the meanest.
Get out of here.
The three of us. Oh, what? Yes.
Really?
Get out of here. I don't believe
it. Oh, yeah. You got to lock it. You got to lock it up. And then it just exponentially grows.
You do work healthcare. So, yes, you would be grown to be mean.
Yeah. Then you go to Goodwill. You buy some saucers. Go out in the forest and break saucers and scream. Then you come home and have some tea.
Yeah. It's just like, we're truly blessed with like you, Audra, Beth, Justin. Like, we're truly blessed with all of you because you have showed us nothing but like the sweetest kindness. Because like, we're New York trash. We're nice, but we're not like.
You're Long Island trash. I'm Queens.
We're all.
I'm Spider-Man. And you're. I'm Spider-Man. You're the Toxic Avenger.
You know what? That's fine. Haven't seen those movies, but that's fine. But yes, no, like we're just always gifted with the generosity of you guys. Like, we truly love you. And we don't say that often because we're dead inside, but we truly, bottom of our heart, love all of you so much.
I say it all the time.
Dude, you're a bitch.
But well, oh my God.
We love y'all. Y'all are just like just such a breath of fresh air and just hysterical and bringing joy to everybody and all of your adventures and just the jokes, posts, everything. It's both of you stand out from, you know, majority of the people that's on the gram before, you know, the gram gets to where no one can handle it anymore.
Soon, it's
getting,
baby.
It's getting there. It's just so many dongs on my feed. Everyone, everyone is just.
People like
everyone's people. Sexy now. Like everyone everybody, is just,
well, I was telling David the one time, Nick, like, I don't want to see people naked anymore. I've seen everybody's dick hole and asshole like on the gram. Like, it's like, oops, my pants don't fit. Shut up. Get a new joke. Get a new
meanwhile, you trip. And I are getting shadow banned for some joke or picture of a cat.
Yeah.
That's seriously. More than the first picture of a cat in 1880.
Me and Nicolette are always getting shadow banned. I know I post horrible stuff, but Nicolette doesn't.
And I'm shadow banned too, because then again, I'm not as active as I am.
You're not shadow banned. Shut up. You get like 130 likes on your guy.
Barely.
Nasty bitch.
Barely.
Like a cool underground vigilante group, you know, the shadow banned.
David posts a picture of his fucking gorgeous face and he gets like 3,000 likes. I put time and effort into making a meme where I have to Photoshop and I get 3 likes. And then he reposted and I got 40 likes on it.
No, the recent fucking tapes I just made, they're barely hitting like fucking 80 likes.
Oh, how do you feel? How does it feel, David?
It, you know what?
You little titty baby.
It feels great, Gary.
Yeah, I know it feels great, you titty baby.
It feels great because...
Listen.
Know, I'm listening.
Listen
to your garbage, you lesbian.
So Beth got us autographed pictures of Sophie von Hasselberg, our goddess, in which she wrote cute stuff to each of us. We love her. And she's coming back in June.
So what are we doing to her?
I don't know. I'm going to make her pick a movie.
Yeah, let
me make her. I'm gonna make her. She loves musicals. I'm gonna make her what make you watch a musical, bitch.
Well, when she's picking it, yes, I will watch a musical for her.
Speaking of hanging out next week, we are hanging out with our Canadian sweetheart, Peter.
Does he know? Does he know?
Hey, Peter.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I texted, I DM'd him the other day. I was like, bitch, you weren't going to tell me you were going to be in New York. And he was like, I told David, I thought he would tell you. I was like, yeah, but you tell me because I'm the one who makes plans. Like telling David is like telling Bruno, hey, Bruno, guess where I'm going to be? He's just going to bark. He's just going to bark and lick himself.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that one. I am bad at relaying messages.
You really are.
Look, I can't help that my mind is slowly decaying.
Yeah.
Because I'm on drugs now.
Yes, you are. You're on mood suppressants to suppress your mood.
No, I feel like I need to start because energy drinks don't do it for me anymore. I had an energy drink yesterday and was able to take a nap. So I really need to do something with my life.
Well, you went to my birthday party.
That's not doing something with my life health-wise. Because remember, it was a great party. I drank Four Loko.
He did, Nicolette. He drank Four Loko.
Then I got your cousins to drink it too.
You were making everybody do shots of Four Loko.
It did taste that peach one though. Nicolette, have you had Four Loko? Do you have that in Tennessee?
We have it. I've never had it before though.
You should have the peach flavored Four Loko. It will change your life.
I'll give that a try.
Yes. When you feel like you want something tasty and also want to hit drywall, that's the drink for you.
Yeah, it's the white man's preference. Just punch drywall until it breaks.
Well, I would love to do that.
We had
an earthquake.
Yes, I heard. I mean, I didn't hear it here, but yeah.
All right, so do you want to know how funny my earthquake experience was? Yes, and how fucking typical it was?
Typical.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom when it happened.
You were taking a poop. Yeah, he told us he was taking a poop.
No, I didn't tell Nicolette. So Nicolette, I was in the bathroom. You know, I was, you know, relieving some business. And I hear loud noises. I'm like, oh, cool. The plumbing in this old house is finally giving out. And then like the shower doors start shaking. And I'm just like, oh, all right. So after that, I go upstairs and I'm just like, what the fuck you guys doing? And my mom's like, did you hear that? I'm like, yeah, I felt it.
You were at work, right?
No, I was home when this happened in my basement apartment.
At work?
No, I was at home pooping.
Oh, you're dropping a deuce at home in the basement? Yeah. You didn't feel it?
No, I felt everything. I thought it was the plumbing in my house going.
Did you think it was Wilma because your bed rocked?
No, which her maiden name is Slagoople. Did you know that?
Yeah, that doesn't matter. It doesn't have anything to do with bedrock.
It's a Flintstones reference. It's a fun Flintstones fact that you didn't know because you're a disgusting fucking bitch.
Did you see? I sent you the picture of Pebbles with her giant tits now, right?
The actress Pebbles. Yes.
Oh my God, Nicolette, I'm going to send this to the group chat.
Okay, not the 80s singer.
Is an 80s singer called Pebbles?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. I'm surprised Gary didn't chime in. He's like, yeah, that's a singer. I listen to her. She's the best singer ever.
What? Pebbles?
Yeah,
Pebbles. No, she fucked with TLC.
Like, oh, why? What is Pebbles fucking TLC for?
What was her song? She was kind of like a one-hit wonder, wasn't she? It wasn't it Boyfriend? What was the name of that song?
I don't know. She fucked with TLC. She didn't give them their money. I watched a TLC movie with fucking Kiki Palmer as Chili. And Little Mama as Left Eye and somebody else as T-Boss.
I watched it too. I liked it.
I cried.
Same.
I need to find something you don't cry at, Gary.
Oh my God. You don't understand.
God, no. X-Men. Nicolette, I get a text from him the other day. He's like, I just cried at X-Men. I'm like, again? Like, I'm at work. And he's like, I just cried at X-Men. I'm like, what now? Like, what now? What happened?
Big stuff happened last week, and I'm not going to talk about it because it's going to make me cry. But Adam was like, wow, only 3 out of the 4 weeks you cried at the end of X-Men. Great.
It must be a real treat to live with you.
It's not.
Yeah, I know. I was being sarcastic about one.
We used to watch Batman, the animated series, and my daddy and my little sister and I on Sunday nights on Fox. And we'd all three cried almost every single episode.
Oh,
especially the ones involving child abuse, which was often on that show. But I miss that TV show.
Nicolette.
What did you say? Why?
Now, Nicolette, so you don't cry. Look at Pebble's giant tits.
Like, see what I'm up against.
I would have never thought that this Olsen twin looking little baby would turn out to look this hot.
No way.
Right?
Right.
I don't know. It was on Facebook, so it could be anybody. People just
post stuff on Facebook. Still looks the same too, Winch.
Let's see.
Oh my gosh.
I just love that Gary thinks that people are going out of their way to put fake pictures of an unknown actress from the Flintstones movie.
Yeah. Like,
this is her now with huge tits.
I saw one the other day where it was the cast of Punky Brewster and the girl who played Margot, who is not Amy Adams. They were like, Amy Adams. No, the girl's name is Amy something. And they just put a picture of Amy Adams. I was like, Amy Adams is not a Punky Brewster. I was like, you piece of shit, fucking liar, Facebook.
Are you sure Amy Adams wasn't a Punky Brewster?
Yeah.
You're not having a Mandela effect?
No, you're having a Mandela effect.
Because the Punky Brewster I didn't grow up on definitely had Amy Adams in it.
You're stupid.
Yes.
You're lying.
Yes. Hold on. I have osteoporosis.
I have osteoporosis. Let's see. What is she? Is this really her? I can't find a real picture. All I see is this mugly looking kid. Okay. This fugly little baby girl. Now. They're saying it's Elizabeth Banks. No, it's not Elizabeth Banks. No. Shut up. See, this is why. You remember when they used to have fact checkers?
No.
Facebook needs fact checkers because I don't believe this woman with the giant rocks is really Pebbles from 1994. This is bullshit.
If that's 30 guys. Years later, I was kind of hoping she'd look a little more tired like myself, but that's okay.
She's tired from carrying around those jugs.
They are gigantic.
Well, you know, when you're in one movie as a kid, that's it. It really does takes a toll on you.
Like the girl from the Addams Family movies, you know, that ended up being in Hatchet and Victor Crowley.
Mm-hmm.
But she was the Girl Scout in the Addams Family movies. She
the blonde?
The blonde girl.
She was on Angel and Buffy.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
I had no idea she did anything else that weren't the Addams Family movies.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of horror films, but she had like a complete head-to-toe makeover with giant bazooms.
I knew it. I knew it. Lies, Facebook.
It's not
lies. Melanie Silver. She does not look like that. Ooh, yeah, she's still fugly.
Wow, that's
this is all lies.
So it's really Facebook upsetting.
Is built on lies.
It's more upsetting that someone went out of their way to lie about an actress on the Flintstones movie.
Yeah,
that's how bored people are.
Remember when we were growing up and everyone was saying that Paul from the Wonder Years was Marilyn Manson? But
yeah, what?
The
yeah,
ages and the was. Time don't add up for that to be possible. But
you ever think about Barney Rubble, aka Rick Moranis, fucking Rosie O'Donnell?
Well, now that you mention it,
yeah,
that's why Bam Bam was adopted because nobody was fucking her.
Which it's if you look. The casting for the Flintstones movie was all perfect until you got to Betty. And I'm like,
she was like, look at me. I'm going to be a chubby Betty Rubble.
With her fucking New York accent. Like, no.
Fred, ever get your pussy eaten by another woman, Wilma?
See,
no. I have it.
But yet, Rosie O'Donnell did come back for the critically acclaimed prequel.
Yeah, she played
an octopus.
She played a mountain.
No, Gary, she played an octopus. I don't joke around when it comes to the Flintstone movie series.
You are what you eat.
She was a dominatrix undercover in Exit to Eden. God.
So one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life.
Dan I still Aykroyd can't forget
and
about
Rosie,
it.
And Rosie O'Donnell in bondage gear. Why don't you just kill me? I'm already gay.
That made you gayer.
They got that movie, and you got fucking Paul Mercutio, who from
guy from Romeo and Juliet.
No, that was Mercutio.
That was just regular Mercutio.
It was just regular Mercutio. From Strictly Ballroom, hot as fuck. You got Dana Delaney, hot as fuck, and then you got these two pig monsters running around. Disgusting pig monsters running around with solving a crime. Shut up, Rosie O'Donnell. Go get your pussy eaten. No, she does the eating. She does all the eating if you catch my drift. We watched a movie this week, guys. Nicolette.
Nicolette, tell us, what movie did you give us for the viewer strike back? And then tell us why you gave us this movie.
For this episode of When Viewers Strike Back, I chose 1987's Blood Diner.
Why, baby?
One, we discussed Blood Feast by Herschel Gordon Lewis, The Wizard of Gore. Mm. It's also the year David was born. And yeah. This movie is very special to me. And I thought maybe neither of you had seen it.
I think I saw it a while ago, but I watched
the movie. The movie's so crazy and insane. I was trying to think, what's everything that we love about these type of 80s horror movies? Yeah. And I was like, I completely forgot. It was so obvious in front of me. I spoke Bad to Audrey hairy about ass. It. Yeah.
This was
it's a burger thrown at it.
I mean, it'll bite you, even though it's a butt. It'll bite you. And it's just got so much insane stuff for a movie.
This movie has
it's supposed to have one story. There's too many side stories going on and ridiculousness. No rules. Just balls to the wall insanity. And I wanted to hear your notes on this movie.
It's funny because I have a VHS copy of it, and then
did you
when yes, and then when I rewatched it today on the Roku channel, I realized that my VHS copy has a scene cut out of it for some reason. And then
I mean, you said this yesterday, so
yeah, because I asked you and you couldn't give me an answer. So Nicolette, you mentioned you have a VHS copy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
If you recall, the nude aerobic scene. On your copy, does it show that whole scene in full, or it just shows them dancing and then the cops are like?
Oh no, I saw the whole thing.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the VHS copies.
No, it's like the lady. My VHS copy has the lady producer to like make it okay, you know, like to read the room that it's okay because a lady is directing it. You know, there's men working, and I love the fact that a female director made this film.
Yes.
And mine has the whole thing beginning to end. And then, you know, the Ronald and Nancy Reagan masks incident.
Yeah, mine doesn't.
That's so strange.
I know.
Because that's like a maybe not a quarter of the film, but almost. It's kind of sets everything off in motion.
It's a big
chunk. It's so funny because... I heard in the Lost episode that we've never heard about with Orson Welles that that Orson Welles, David was talking about how he was calling Nancy Reagan a throat goat, and then we watched this movie this week, and there's throat goat Nancy Reagan killing girls with big titties.
And we always talk about the Holocaust, not on purpose. It just happens because it's a big deal, and it always needs to be. Brought up so it's not forgotten.
With little Jimmy Hitler. Yeah.
Both that with and little Jimmy pickle. Hitler.
Yeah. And the Nazi rock band. I mean, what is going on?
The Holocaust and a giant pickle. They're both big dills.
Oh God, shut up. You gotta respect that movies like this and Slumber Party Massacre, both directed by women, and yet you couldn't fully tell the way there's so much violence against women and tits. Like, this is what we need more of. It's like there's women directors.
Everybody in this movie.
Yes, that's the best part of it. Like, this movie is just insane because it gives.
Who's your favorite character, David?
Oh, the black-haired brother.
Rick?
Mine was Horatio.
the puppet, Gary.
No, Horatio is the big fat guy who was always like, I love veggie burgers. Veggie burgers.
Oh, vitamin C.
Yeah, vitamin C. Horatio, vitamin C.
He had a name, didn't he?
Yeah, his name was my name was Horatio. But people called me. Everything was fucking dubbed in. It was.
Yeah. Why? I don't remember that on the tape. Why was everything dubbed in? It was an English movie. So why was everyone fucking dubbed?
I don't know. Yeah, every time we have Nicolette on the show, we're watching a movie where something's dubbed because
Homeward Bound.
Yeah. What was it? The Lamp, aka
The Outing.
Yeah. There was a couple of dubbing lines in that too, you know, when they say the N-word.
But Promising Young Woman wasn't dubbed.
No. Supergirl wasn't dubbed either, except some parts were dubbed.
Yeah, it felt like it.
Shut up. The movie was fucking amazing. Listen,
okay.
The best part about this movie was Blonde Boy's big fat ass when Janet Jackson throws a fucking burger at it.
For those who have not seen it, I beg of you, please give it a watch.
Please watch it. It's not on Peacock, as David thought.
Yes, it's on
Roku.
It's on the Roku channel, or I'm sure you can get it off of Amazon.
You can watch it
illegally.
You can watch it illegally on Amazon? Yes, because Amazon has so many illegal streaming sites.
Illegally off of...
go to 123 Movies like Kathy does every week.
Yeah, so for y'all, if you ever need to watch a movie, just go to Kathy. She has the connect.
Just DM Quality Hogramming and she'll give you a legal link that will destroy your computer. But you get to watch something without paying for it.
You could find her phone number on a bathroom stall in a Tucson gas station.
Ooh.
Yeah, she didn't tell you, Gary, in your like long friendship, but she used to have like a little kinky life in Arizona.
Oh,
Tucson,
really?
To be specific.
Get out of here.
It's when she went to her high school reunion with her other friend.
Oh, yeah, that. Okay.
Yes.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Listen, I'm getting tired of being yelled at by this lies of Facebook. This normal-looking Pebbles girl is not the girl with the giant honkers. So, like, I mean, Pebbles... Sorry, Pebbles. Sorry for ruining TLC's life. All right.
What's crazy is that you saw this picture and decided not to do any further investigation. You just saw the picture and you were like,
"Yeah, I saw it on Facebook.
Tits. I want to show everyone." And then you just let it be until you talk to me, a historian on the Flintstone movies, and I was assuring you, no.
Look at these memories. Listen, the reason why is because every time I look up, Adam had gotten me for my birthday last year the TLC gift set where it has Ooh on the TLC tip record and three pops of them. And it stares at me. And every time I look at it, I think of fucking Pebbles taking their fucking royalties. Bitch.
Oh, what about En Vogue having a hand in the death of Left Eye? They plotted it. Yeah, En Vogue. En Vogue had a hand in Left Eye's death.
No, are you going to say that on air?
You should investigate it.
No, we've got enough investigations.
In Batman and Robin. So.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
They played prostitutes in Batman and Robin.
They did.
Mm-hmm. They were prominent on the Set It Off soundtrack.
They were also... in Rock, the saddest sitcom ever made.
I forgot about that show.
You ever want to not be happy watching a comedy? Watch Rock. Everybody was depressed. Like, geez, Eleanor, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the house anymore. Oh, Rock, did you pick up something from the garbage? Oh, here's En Vogue.
That sounds like a good time. En Vogue was there.
Yeah. That sounds like a good time. Good time.
It's good time. It's like Rock is good times, but just sadder.
Nicolette, I have a new favorite Facebook. I mean Instagram.
What is
it? No.
It's a little thing called Plus Size Park Hoppers.
Plus Size Park Hoppers.
Yes. They are five best friends that are all plus size. And they talk about fitting into things.
Yes. Essentially, they go to Disney and Universal and they talk about how of being a plus size origin, you might not be able to fit in certain rides at Universal or actual beds at the Disney resorts. So
yes,
you watch it to be inspired. Like, okay, look at them go. But if you want to feel like shit, don't read the comments at all. Some of the comments are
that bad, huh?
I want you to not look at me in a bad way, but yes, I've laughed at some of the comments, but some of these comments are like disgusting. And I feel bad, but you know, how are these girls, what do they do for work? Cause I want to go to Disney all the time. Like I'm not upset about their weight. I'm upset that they're having fun.
And they can afford those tickets.
Yeah.
Look at this.
What?
I'm going to send you guys a joke.
Are you going to send us a selfie?
Aww.
Eat dirt.
In your face.
Literally, somebody stole my fucking post. And in fact,
they did
so perfectly that it's so perfect first. That you can even see where I cut mine off.
Oh, this pig. Oh, see, I wouldn't know because I had followed them. And yet you're still following them.
Oh, I have to start fights now, David.
Yes. And then start a fight and then block them. And then, you know, find a way to ruin their career.
I mean, they ruined their own career.
Yeah, you know what? I'm giving you full permission to go crazy on this one.
Oh, no.
As you should. And then send me screenshots.
Oh, yes. Oh, baby. It's kind of like... So we watched this movie called Blood Diner this week, and it was about two hot brothers that were, I don't know, Arabian?
No. Okay, so that's the weird... So this is the fun thing, because like the movie starts off in the 50s.
Yeah,
as kids. And then, like, you know, you have the one white kid, and then you have the other kid who looks like he's of Asian Spanish descent.
Oh, yeah, Asian Spanish descent.
One of those two. But then as they get older, you can't tell the other one, the one who is like ethnic, can't tell as he gets older. Like, wait, what are you? You just got another actor with black hair. So what do we do? And they pulled an outing on us.
They did. I always thought Rick Burks was so handsome. I mean, he's doing David Bowie music videos and several other things that we grew up with and other shows. And he had a career. Mm-hmm.
But the uncle's name was Anwar Namtut, which sounds like ethnic.
It is really hazy. This is what makes it a fucking typical 80s movie. Because
Richard Burks is dead. He died in 1989.
Carl Cruz is still alive. He has on my bucket list. He runs, I want to say it's called the CIA, and it's the California Institute of the Arts. Mm-hmm. It's got a bunch of weird stuff. That show on History Channel, if that's even still around, I don't know. And it was Oddities and Something. Do you remember that TV show? It was like cool museums and roadside attractions across the country.
Yeah.
But he owned and founded the CIA in California, and it looks really super cool. And he's like such a nerd, and he seems so down to earth. He's been on a few episodes, and you can even watch that episode on YouTube for free. Mm. But, very fascinating.
He was in Wicked Stepmother, Richard Allen Burke.
Mm, that's right.
One of our favorite movies of all time, David.
I'm sorry, I'm on the letterbox looking at the cast list. This Rick Burks literally is only in two movies, and that second movie is another Jackie Chung movie.
Yeah. Well, Nicolette, little known fact, David and I created the FBI, Female Body Inspectors Unit, in Quapaw.
Oh, is that so? Going back to Park Hoppers, I just wanted to clarify, because when you first said that, I thought you meant lot lizards.
No.
And I'm like, that doesn't sound good. That doesn't, that,
look,
no.
Look.
That doesn't sound good.
Look.
what are they allowed to post?
It was a very stressful week, Nicolette. And then when I got to see these delightful young ladies, it actually made my life. So... Plus size park hoppers, you make my monkey wiggle.
Ew, Gary.
What?
That's disgusting. Don't ever say that.
What?
Make my monkey wiggle. Ew.
Why? There's nothing wrong about that. I have a monkey and it wiggles.
It's disgusting. We have a lady in the room. Stop.
Shut up. Listen. So something dropped this week too. Before we get back into Blood Diner, quite possibly the only thing David and I have been looking forward to for the past two fucking years. And that was the trailer to what, David?
Vaccine. Finally.
A-X-X-X-I-N-E.
You forgot the N.
I said I-N-E.
No, you said I-E.
M-A-X-X-X-I-N-E.
Oh, I thought you said end E. I thought it was like not the letter N-E. I thought you said end.
Why would I say end E, David?
Because you're stupid.
You're right.
Yes, the trailer.
How did you feel about seeing the Maxine trailer? Let the lady talk first, you nasty pig.
Okay.
Well, I love that it's set in the 80s.
Yes.
Because that's my thing. I'm hoping that this ends on a high note. I have very high expectations, and I'm sure Mia Goth will deliver. So.
Well, apparently this may not be the end of the Mia Gothiverse.
Really?
Yeah. Ty West said that he does have an idea for a fourth movie. So
90s. Oh, give me a 90s Maxine. Or have Maxine have a baby at the end of this movie, and then it's 2000s, and Maxine stops the World Trade Center bombing.
Okay. That is, how would she stop that, Gary? She on the plane? Is she pulling a Mark Wahlberg?
She has what you call it. She has three car keys between her fingers, and she stabs the guy in the throat.
All right.
And Mark Wahlberg is on the plane, and he punches an Asian.
All right, we're sold. Movie sold. Got it.
Another great thing happened this week. OJ Simpson died. This is the first time I ever rooted for cancer.
Wow. Yes, he's dead. When I told Tiffany, she didn't believe me. And I'm like, no, he's dead.
Yeah, fuck cancer, unless it's killing OJ Simpson.
That's right.
Cancer took my dad, and he took OJ Simpson. So fuck you for killing my dad, cancer, but thank you for killing a killer.
Right. Double Jeopardy couldn't even get him.
Oh, I know. Seriously. Ashley Judd and Morgan Freeman couldn't get him.
Deep cut reference.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. Double Jeopardy. No, Double Jeopardy was Tommy Lee Jones and Ashley Judd.
What was that, Nicolette?
I said, couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
You know, he made everybody send an NDA. Like, we all know you killed two people, OJ. Like, you wrote a book where you're like, if I did it. You like, did.
He pulled a Ted Bundy in his book where it was just like, yeah, you know, if the person was escaping jail, this is how he would done it. And I'm like, but you did it, Ted. That was the same as OJ. Like, OJ, you don't have to explain how you killed her. We know you did it. Like, this book is unnecessary.
Oh, you should have wrote
erotic
guys.
Fiction.
I'm going to see the Kelly Clarkson show.
Ew, why?
Zendaya is going to be on.
Okay, what? Did you just learn that you got tickets to this?
My cousin just asked me, do you want to go to see Kelly Clarkson show? I was like, fuck yeah.
And what are you going to do when you see the Zendaya?
I'm going to be like, Zendaya, I love you as a drug addict in Euphoria. But not as a sexual object in the Marvel universe, because there's no sexuality in it. But like, yeah, girl.
You do you, baby.
Yeah, listen. So OJ Simpson died. I mean, 30 years too late, because he killed his ex-wife and a guy that may have been shtupping her, but was returning sunglasses to her. And they got away with it. Because the glove didn't fit. They had to quit.
It's crazy that that worked out.
Yeah. And then he got Norm MacDonald fired for making OJ Simpson jokes.
But, you know, at least Caitlyn Jenner was able to write a nice little tweet saying good riddance.
Yeah, and people were, like, attacking Caitlyn Jenner. Like, okay, this is the one time we don't attack Caitlyn Jenner, okay?
Because they were like, didn't you kill someone, Caitlyn Jenner? Like, of course. But that's not the point.
Caitlyn Jenner did it by accident. OJ literally cut a woman's head off, David. Like,
No, look, I am on Caitlin's side for this one.
Like,
I'm just quoting what the people on the internet.
Cole Simpson's head was like severed. Like he fucking Jason killed somebody.
Yo, my parents have a comic book of the OJ Simpson thing. I wonder if they're I shit you not. My parents. Yeah, our parents' generations really think that the weirdest shit is worth so much money. So between the Princess Di Beanie Baby that's still in a case.
Now my mom has one too.
Right? So like we got the
Princess Di. Does your mom have a Princess Di Beanie Baby?
No.
Oh,
lucky
no.
You.
So Nicolette doesn't get to retire on that.
No.
Day we're going to retire on this Beanie Baby.
So like they have like sealed up this fucking OJ Simpson comic. That it's like it's an actual comic book about like his life, the case, and then the trial, illustrated and everything.
Really?
Yes. So I'm gonna see if they're gonna
be worth something now because he's dead. Rest in peace.
And then my dad seems to think that he has these Married with Children comics that are gonna fetch a fortune, and I'm like, doubt that, but we'll see.
I had those comics too.
Right? And how much?
They ain't worth shit.
Yeah. And meanwhile, they tell me to stop buying tapes, yet I'm sitting on a fucking 60 grand fortune.
Yeah.
At least I know my shit can sell.
Hey, but David, your parents' comic book of that, it's not signed, is it? Because then it won't be worth as much.
No, it's not signed.
Thank God
for that. Is it covered in OJ's blood?
No, I really do not know how they acquired said comic book. I just remember when I was a kid, when this trial was happening, just there was the comic book in the house. I'm like, okay. And then they're like, this is going to be worth something. And I'm like, yeah, just put it next to the Princess Di Beanie Baby. That's in the glass case still. Then we got a fucking little named plaque to put on the case that says Princess.
I hope OJ suffered.
He did, yeah.
Like, I hope that cancer really hurt him. Like, seriously, I hope his asshole fell out. Like, I hope like he had a shit and he just like the juice is loose.
And then he made a naked gun face.
Yeah.
Good reference.
Yeah. I wish I'm so happy he's dead. And like if you guys have some come at me, Goop.
I really don't think anyone, all the 15 people that listen to us, I think we're all in agreement that we're okay with OJ Simpson dying.
Yeah, he was a wicked person, let alone the said murders. He was a wicked person, and I'm not judge, jury, and executioner. That's probably a good call.
Yeah, wasn't even a good quarterback. Yeah.
I hope you don't even rest in piss. I hope
the rest in piss.
Yes, I hope that fucking the devil comes in you every night, like.
Yo, he is gonna
like a South Park episode.
Yeah, like he's gonna be raped by Marsha Clark.
Yeah, Marsha Clark. Yeah, when you die, Marsha Clark, and you go to hell.
What do you mean she's not dead?
She's not dead.
Why?
Not well. We don't know.
What about the Cato? He's dead, right?
No, he's alive.
What about the judge?
Judge Ito's Ito? Dead.
Oh, mm-hmm. I hope Judge Ito's getting raped too.
I'm pretty confident.
Who made a fucking circus because he wanted to be on television. You rest in piss too. Hey, everybody that Johnny Cochran, all of them, they're all in hell now. This is great.
Even Mark Furman?
Mark Furman, probably. Who cares?
I'm just saying names. I'm impressed that I know things.
I think Judge Ito, Johnny Cochran, and OJ are all getting fucked in the ass by Yui Bowl.
He's not dead.
It's gonna be Human Centipede Hell Edition.
And what's the original version?
I'm like, wait, so like Yui Bowl, like why do you bring up the director of really shitty movies? Like that's such a weird cut to bring up, Gary.
Oh, yeah, because most of my stuff is so relevant.
No, okay, no. A lot of the stuff you say, though, like your references are on brand, but I'm genuinely confused to why you chose Yui Bowl, director of Island of the Dead.
Because like, his movies are terrible. So if he's directing Human Centipede Part 3.
Yeah.
Is it Chapter 7 or something like that? Who directed Human Centipede?
Rob Reiner.
Oh, shit. Really?
He was under a different name, though. That's a
He's
fun
in
fact.
Hell, too, right?
No, he's still alive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. He's like morbidly obese.
Obese people can live a long life, Gary, surprisingly.
Yeah, okay, Dave.
Like,
I watched plus-size park hoppers. They can't get into seats.
Only at Universal.
Yeah,
Universal is
the skinny legend park. Disney, everything, Moo Cows go to Disney.
No, Universal is very adamant on like not updating anything. Like, so like, you know, Universal, as what they lack during the daytime, like you go to Universal for like Halloween Horror Nights and all their after party shit. During the day, it's like, oh, Transformers ride, cool. Like, but they're adamant on not updating anything fully. Like, they'll get rid of their classic rides for new shit, but you know, standards of like, you know, public health and safety, they don't give a shit.
No,
they're just
did the parks adapt to body positivity?
Not Universal.
No, Disney, not so much, because I remember when the new Tron ride came out, people complained, they're like, we can't get on this ride. And Disney's just like, okay.
Disney was like, well, lose some weight, fatties.
Like, yeah, that's the thing. Disney will be like, yeah, you know, you could lose weight, but here are some cheeseburger spring rolls and yeah, other.
Would you like unlimited salad?
Oh, they don't have salads at Disney, Gary.
Unlimited salad. Would you like corned beef and cabbage? Dumpling,
you know, Nicolette.
They actually had like a pastrami and sauerkraut, like hot sticker when I went there.
They did. They will do everything in their power to like be inclusive for like race and like non-binary people. But when it comes to weight, they're like, fuck you. Here is a fucking pie.
Okay, but let's throw something out here. Okay.
Yes.
I don't want that many fatty people on a ride that can fall. Okay.
Look, at Epcot, the last time I was on that Frozen ride, I did not feel safe with my weight on there because it did not sound like it could support it anymore. So I'm like, yeah, maybe you're right. Like,
I don't want to be on the whole coaster with a bunch of fucking 400-pound people. End of story. Okay.
Well, lucky for you.
Hangs, all right. Yeah. I'm not falling.
They couldn't fit on the Velocicoaster.
No, they couldn't. And you know what? If I couldn't fit onto something, I'd be like, you know what? Maybe it's better. Other people want to live.
You should ask Tiffany, Gary, about the time me and her went to Six Flags many years ago. And an Asian man who could not speak English at all kicked us off the wooden coaster because we were too fat to ride it.
He's like, no.
True story. Like, he's like, no, you get off. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is embarrassing.
Listen, Nicolette. You got to come to New York and we're going to take you to Six Flags Great Adventure. If you ever want to see what like literal white trash heaven is, you go to Six Flags Great Adventure. I went there 1 year and like every time I walk in, I'm like, this is a bad idea. Like I used to get super hyped and then I would walk into the park and be like, this is a bad idea. Like
there's white trash up in New York.
Oh my God.
New Jersey?
Yeah, white trash
That's
is
not New York, though.
Nicolette, I live next to white trash. Like, white trash is universal.
Oh my God.
It takes different forms, but it's everywhere.
Here's a fun story. Somebody Adam knows lives near David, and they're white trash.
You know what's crazy? So I asked my parents, I'm like, what? Their house was raided in 96. My mom's like, I don't know. And my dad's like, yes. I'm like, where was I when this happened?
You were probably right there, David. You don't pay attention to things that happen now.
That is true. So 1996, me, I was like, what, 4 years old, maybe?
1996, you were 4 years old?
Maybe.
You were born in 87, you idiot.
So how old was I in 1996?
Yeah, you were almost
eight or
nine.
Maybe.
I was nine?
Yeah.
So
that's how math works, David. 96 minus 87 is 9.
So,
because in 1997, you would have been 10.
So that is Long Island public school education for y'all.
Listen, so we're going to go to Great Adventure, and Nicolette, you're going to fear for your life.
Oh, you know what we need to do?
I mean, I haven't been scared in years, except like, you know, being an adult. I would really like thoroughly enjoy that.
We got to get all of you Tennessees to New York and give you the fucking New York and Long Island experience.
Or we just make you guys go to the Jersey Shore.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
And you get everything at Jersey Shore. It is the New York, Long Island, fucking gabagool experience all at one time. Everything is edible.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I had a Rockaway Beach experience.
Ooh, I'm very sorry for you.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, that one time I visited, I wanted to go catch a needle? I don't think so.
Lucky you. You made it, baby.
I went on my second day because the first day I'm like, I'm not wearing flip-flops at the Union Square Farmers Market. I'm going to wear shoes. And
yeah, I wear work boots when I go.
Yes, absolutely. If something was wet, it's like, is that pee?
Yeah, that's basically a rule of thumb in New York, Long Island, and New Jersey. Don't wear sandals ever.
I'll never forget the time Kristen and I went to Rockaway Beach, and like we didn't like, you know, not to even dunk your head in the water, but we were just waiting, and Kristen was like, oh, gross. It's a fucking condom. And we just got out of the water and went home. Like, that was it. Like, we went home wet.
That's terrible. That was robbed of you.
Yeah. I mean, I put it on her head.
And I was there because I tried to blend in. It's okay. We know I don't. But I was trying to blend in, and I could feel... like that book that was, I think it was, I want to say this book was written in the 80s, and I can't remember the title verbatim because my brain just isn't what it used to be, but it's like The Art of Being Stared At. I don't know if either of you are familiar with that. You can just tell people are staring at you without looking. I got a lot of that there, but it was not.
Because you were a normal person. Embrace. They were like, what's this?
It was not with a warm embrace, no. Mm. It was like the opening credits of The Lost Boys, except, you know. Sunny.
One day, I'm going to tell you guys about the trip I did, Great Adventure, where it was one day, and it was every horrible, most disgustingly disgusting thing that could happen to a person happened there.
Oh, and no.
There was literally a race war where I saw a guy get his ear bit. Like, that there was blood coming out of the person's mouth. Like... and then a big old German man stood next to me and Kristen and was like, they ask for the trouble, they get the trouble. I was like, that guy's ear got bit off. Like, nobody asked for that. And then I was like, who am I talking to? And then I was like, Kristen, let's get out of here.
That sounds horrific.
A white man bit a black guy's ear and there was like blood coming out of his mouth. And I'm like, and I was like, oh my God, Kristen, let's go to the arcade.
Yeah, skee ball will cure anything that ails.
Have you ever seen that movie, Arcade, both of you?
No.
No.
I saw the movie The Wizard, where the kid on the autism scale is like, I want to play Super Mario Brothers.
So I'm surprised, Nicolette, I'm surprised you haven't seen Arcade.
That sounds so familiar, but I don't trust my intuition anymore. I can't remember. But
release your intuition.
Okay, so
we watched a movie.
Yeah, we did watch a movie.
We did. Sorry, which
for the longest time, I thought this movie was directed by the same people who did like Frankenhooker, because it's the same type of like body humor and shit.
David, that's exactly how I explained it to Audra.
Yeah.
Except tenfold on Frankenhooker. Because to me, Frankenhooker is so mainstream.
It is.
And Trauma. It's very trauma-like. But it's not.
So like that's the thing. So Frankenhooker is like, it's become mainstream. And then you got Blood Diner, which is like, it's there. It's in the rankings of like the good trash, but not talked about enough, I feel like.
You don't know who anyone is. Like, you really have to look hard to find out who anybody is in this film. The Melting Pot of all, Yeah, Janet Jackson.
No, Janet Jackson is hot. She's got like a Caribbean accent, though.
She is. And then the guy that she gets partnered with, and it's like, seriously?
And his, yeah, loser. Starts out in a disco outfit, and then...
Disco here, disco there.
And he's licking his lips for an abnormally long amount of time.
This movie starts off with like a cool warning where like, this is a movie where you may be disgusted and something like this. And then at the end, they were like, if you want, you can leave. And I was like, could you imagine paying for a ticket and then walking out? You fucking gay. Gay ass bitch. Like, I'm leaving. Heavens.
I feel like we're like an alternate universe of Siskel and Ebert. And like, we're just sitting in a chair. And I feel you just sitting in a chair and glasses, Gary, saying that, like, oh, if you leave this movie, you gay.
I'd be like, you're fucking gay. You're not cool gay, like gay.
Like, you gay as hell. You,
yeah. You gay, like when Lizzie McGuire was saying, hey, don't say gay.
No. You gotta love the sensationalism of the intro. It's like, you know, this movie's gonna be dirty and it's gonna have themes of, you know,
vegetarianism, which is the scariest thing in the 80s.
Which it's baffling that all these people thought that fucking all this food was vegetarian. I'm like, okay, you guys are really this dumb, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it tastes good, it's probably not vegetarian.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
So their restaurant was gross as hell. Like,
I know. It was so grody looking. Vitamin C.
Nobody had table manners, especially vitamin C. I'm like,
vitamin C. He's like, man, I love this burger. I love veggie burgers. Like, I go everywhere.
Bleh.
Yeah. Everybody's like farting, shitting at the table. I'm like, bro, like, this is a disgusting diner. I wouldn't eat here. I'd eat their asses, though.
And folding chairs, too? Like,
ugh. Yeah, folding chairs? Ew. In a diner? Gross. What am I on? Spirit Airlines?
And then the outside? The look of the outside, too. Very stale and, like...
Yeah, like, nobody's home. Like,
unlike the diner and Madame Web, my favorite movie, where it's, like, fucking badass, Dakota Johnson actually drives a truck through it, and it's still standing. Blood Diner would just blow up.
Surprised it didn't.
Much like Goblin and Nilbog.
Nilbog.
Yeah, just like Nilbog. Janet Jackson realizes that the name of the diner is the uncle's name backwards.
Drummond. Oh, their logo killed me. Like, granted, I want a shirt of like their cafe logo, but it's still boring as shit.
Yeah. Like, not Phoebe Cates in this movie and not Katie Sagal in this movie. Not Katie Sagal with her tits.
That's it. That's it. Oh my God. That's it. Yeah. Not Phoebe Cates, not Katie Sagal.
Yeah, Katie Sagal kicks this guy's ass and then a stalactite hits her in the head and she dies. I'm like, fucked up, bro.
Were those fake pubes on her? I felt like those had to be fake pubes.
Were those fake pubes?
They had to be fake pubes. They looked fake, and yeah, just
she was wearing a merkin.
She was.
It's just really crazy that you know, because you're like, oh no, something's gonna happen to her, and then she's like, hi, yeah. And you're like, yeah, and then you're like, this is like, that's horrible. Like, that was what was the point? And what's up with the, like, you can't deflower any of the virgins. But then, you know, Michael, the brunette's like just chasing down the virgin the whole time. And you're like, oh, he's not too. Never mind.
I deflower those brothers.
He sure. They're both very good looking. Like,
and yet the uncle keeps talking about, like, keep the one brother out of the gay bars. But like, they never like advance on that. Like, is the guy gay or not? Stop telling him to stay at a gay bars at this point.
That's funny you mentioned that, because I was like, he's so cute, but how come no one's really hitting on him? You know, he's like nervous to talk to girls because they keep trying to get these different, I mean, not girls, but women. Thank God, in this film, women. But, you know, he's like acting so shy to talk to women. But then when he sees Janet Jackson when he moons her, he's giving her, like, sticking his tongue out at her and messing with her.
Yeah, she fucking
up. And he's hurting. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. So you realize the David and Garys of this movie are the girls that hang out with not Phoebe Cates.
Were the cheerleader slots?
Yeah, with the cheerleader slots.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew the minute. I'm like, Gary's going to pinpoint us as the fucking cheerleader slots. Who?
That's right.
I was hoping he would gossip something more about them. They all came in here last year dressed as Flashdance, and they looked really stupid.
Yeah, and like us.
You sound so dumb when you say it, but I don't care because you're just so beautiful.
Mm, you're so beautiful. Until, with that faggot earring.
There's only one time.
It's like what John has, David.
Oh, I hate that look on those earrings. But the one time he didn't look good is that outfit he wore the first time they went to the club. Like, what were you wearing?
Oh, my God, with that weird Mac Tonight pompadour thing. I'm like, nobody's sexy. Asking why they're wearing this and they're.
Why would you?
Twig and berries 80s, are showing. Baby. It sure was, man.
It's 80s, forget baby. Let Jared and Labyrinth. Dick. Let me see that dick, baby.
But can we talk about the nightclub? So, like, the first time we see the nightclub, there's a doo-wop band playing at a punk bar. But then the second time we're at the club, a really questionable fucking band is there with the Nazi saxophone players and
the adrenaline and the stamina.
Yeah, this movie is like if David Lynch directed a Disney movie.
The movie was the 50s music everywhere.
Yeah, if David Lynch directed a Disney movie for the Wonderful World of Disney. Oh, by the way, David.
Yes, Gary.
I got to talk about the fantastic gift you gave me and the fantastic gift Carlene gave me and the fantastic gift Kathy gave me because I opened the gift after we recorded my birthday episode. Kathy got me a black Philip t-shirt in 2XL, which, I mean,
pretty.
Thank you. And she also got me bath bombs, and she got me a shirt that says "Best Friendo," which is sexy.
You have a tub?
Yes, I have a bathtub. That's where I bleed. Where I bleed virgins to keep my youth.
I'm very jealous of the tub.
Carlene got me "Bo is Afraid" pajamas.
They look really nice, very silky. So nice. They're silky,
silky. Yeah, they're silky. They feel good.
They look very fancy.
They feel good against my naked skin.
It's gross.
What would I be wearing? Pants over them, David?
Yes.
David, my firstborn got me the script of Hereditary, a Charlie head puzzle.
Oh, wow.
And a pearl pin.
I feel like that puzzle is going to be a nightmare to do.
It's scary. I'm not going to touch it because I'm going to think of Charlie's head. I'm just going to keep it. I'm going to get when Charlie starts doing New Jersey conventions, I'm going to have her sign it.
You know, it was actually, I had a lot of Sophie's choices when I was getting your gift because I'm like, do I get the Charlie head puzzle or do I get the sangria cup puzzle from Climax?
Oh man, that's so much.
And then when we get to the books, I'm like, fuck, do I do Hereditary? Do I do Midsommar? Lighthouse? Oh, no,
you did right, baby. But Hereditary's got the greatest fucking soliloquy since Shakespeare.
So now you can hold it dramatically with glasses on as you yell at Adam with it.
I do. I've done it already. I get yelled at all the time. The greatest thing ever was when I did verbatim the speech at Adam's sister's house. And she was like, is that? And he's like, oh yeah, Gary knows the entire fucking speech from Hereditary. Like he's like, he does it all the time.
Well, okay, what does Adam not recite the Mr. Plow song every time you guys go out anywhere?
Oh, when he gets Mr. Plowed, he does.
Ew, Gary.
Oh, I sing the Mr. Plow theme song all the time.
Yeah.
Even in the summer.
Yeah, that's right. David is like school in summer, no class.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
It's rude, but it's true.
Ronald Reagan shows up in this movie to kill people like he allowed people to die of AIDS.
But now he pulls. No, I like that they pull like a Point Break in this movie where they're just shooting all these beautiful, big tittied aerobic women.
Yeah. Unlike in real life where Ronald Reagan let gay men die, this one kills hot women with giant tits.
Look, it was the sign of the times.
Wouldn't it be great if Rhonda showed up in this movie and killed the brothers?
That would have been a really good plot point. I would have been for that.
And Rhonda shows up, Rhonda's workout. She's like, fuck you, this is my workout now. Rhonda, the angriest serial killer known to mankind.
And no CGI.
No CGI, just a giant pin. And then it would be even better if Louise Lasser shows up and she's like,
Ronald Reagan, my son, he was in a special home, you know, for people that are special.
They were special.
Heather, give your mommy a hug.
Oh, no.
I'm not a virgin anymore, mother. Heather, why are you yelling? I just made that up. I'm sorry.
But these were right. Good movies. Like, nothing but always good movies that we used to have.
Yeah.
Just nothing good times.
But only good movies.
You know, it's like I was just reminiscing with Gary the other day, like the Momia.
Ugh.
And by reminiscing, I mean I just texted Demonia and he ignored it.
Yeah, I did. I did. I ignored it because you sound stupid.
Yes. This is the power of Demonia, baby.
Stop. That movie is not good.
That movie was good. Even look, it wasn't like top tier Fulci, but it was a good movie.
It wasn't good at all.
Okay, Nicolette, you decide. Was Demonia a good movie or a bad movie?
Exactly. Her silence speaks volumes.
No, it does not. She's thinking of a smart answer to say.
Go ahead. That's not really it's not that I'm trying to be a peacekeeper. I'll tell you if I think, I mean, y'all know when I don't like a movie for sure. Yeah, it's not my
she
normal.
She doesn't like this movie.
I wouldn't even say I have a type of movies that I really love. It's not something that I would watch. Mm-hmm. But if like y'all, if like say how you both
answered
mentioned
it just
something,
there.
I'll watch
Nicolette,
it.
You just answered it. You said but, it's yes. Not a movie I would watch.
Big Brother Gary is correct. I would have never gave it a chance if y'all never mentioned it.
Exactly. But she still didn't watch it because no one watched it except Paul.
Look, Demonia is good.
Yeah, say that without smiling, you bitch.
I am smiling. You can never tell because I don't smile in public, but Demonia is good.
David yelled at me at karaoke, Nicolette.
No, I saw y'all singing Billy Ocean. It looked like it was a really good time.
When did I yell at you, Gary?
Every time I finished singing, you were like, you fucking suck.
That wasn't, I wasn't yelling. I was heckling. There's a big difference. Heckling. There's a
David
huge difference.
David actually saw my friend Mikey, who was the gayest person in the world. We had a gay off.
Holy shit. Nicolette.
Did y'all eat life cereal?
It was so intense because they were singing and it just at the same time they were having the most fierce gay off imaginable. And I'm like, wow, like this is the gayest I've ever seen Gary. And that's impossible because I've seen him in wigs.
Yes. What was it when we were doing when you believe the Mariah Carey that Carlene had like a nervous breakdown?
Me and Carlene have never laughed so hard in our fucking lives when you guys were singing that. And then Nicolette, there was Gary did a Britney Spears song, but on the karaoke screen with the song, they had images like videos of fucking, what was it? Mexico?
Yes.
They had
like screensaver types.
No, like it was just like interior, like exterior shots of like a random place in Mexico. And I'm like, this does not fit the song whatsoever. It was a fucking fever dream, but like when this place was enchanting. What, Gary?
I went full diva on that song because they shut it off.
No, that was the second Britney song. The first song was Oops, I Did. No, it was Oops, I Did It. No, Baby One More Time, you got to sing in full. Oops, I Did It Again, they cut off midway and then you went fucking violent.
And I threw the microphone. I did, Nicola, and I dropped the mic. I was like, that's it. And I went outside.
Yeah. And then at some point, me and Carly went outside, A, to get air because it was hot in there, and B, to console him. Like, you okay, Gary? Like, you good? You're getting angry in Koreatown. Be careful.
Yeah.
It was a fun night. It's, you know,
good time. Everybody
all the videos and pictures, everyone's smiling and everything. That's always a good thing.
I don't think they have a video of us singing When You Believe because the phones would have broken.
My ears did bleed.
Yeah. Second,
did you sing
miracles when you believe? No, David sang Billy Ocean, and that was it.
No, Carly sang, got a
beautiful voice, didn't sing.
I sang Reba with you too.
Yes, we did sing Reba too.
Yes. Now, I would say if she was capable, every time you sang I Believe, if she was capable of moving, Mariah would have turned in her grave.
It's the strangest thing getting to talk to y'all. There's like this weird connection. Like I was, you know, I work nights now, and I heard the commercial, and it was before, you know, the Protestant Easter. And I'm like, I'm so tired. And of course, you mentioned it on your podcast, and I loved it. I'm like, I'm so tired. Sounds like Mark Wahlberg is talking about God.
Yeah,
and well, I know as a
pray up.
As one, I was like, I shouldn't be making fun of him, but I'm like, I'm sorry. What? And then I look and I'm like, oh, I wonder if Gary and David are seeing this. The Halo yes. app.
God, when I was at the AMC theater, there's a new movie coming out with Mark Wahlberg and a dog. And like the commercial came on and my friend was like, I don't want to see this about rescue dogs. And I'm laughing and I'm like, Mark Wahlberg beat up Asian people. And he's like, what? Yes, yes. I'm like, it's like just two different extremes. Like this poor kid doesn't want to see like animal abuse or like animals dying, which I get. And then you have me next to him is like, Mark Wahlberg is a bad person.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg's a bad person. He hit people.
He
also attacked Nicole.
Yeah, he made her bleed on a roller coaster.
Yeah, he popped a cherry on a coaster.
Man.
And still there's people that have... There's still Nicole Forever shirts being sold every day.
Yes, there is.
Remember we all talk about that. I think that's lovely.
That's great.
Honestly, I don't have my hymen popped. You know what? I really wouldn't mind if my hymen was popped on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Just not by Mark Wahlberg, right? Yeah.
You know what, 90s Mark, yes.
David will get fingered by Mark Wahlberg now.
Hmm.
He would be like, hey, put on that priest costume from that movie where you played a priest. A boxer turned into a priest.
Ew.
Boxer. I'm a boxer. How could I be a priest? Is there a Chinese person in the audience? I won't give you a confession.
Just like Father Karras in the first Exorcist film.
Yeah. I'm going to punch this Asian in the face. must be Father, for I punched an Asian. Mark Wahlberg is terrible, and David got fingered by him on a roller coaster. That the park size plus size park hoppers couldn't fit on, David.
Yes, and the beautiful cover of Wild Horses.
Yes.
The only
he's cover saying it himself. He's like, Wild Horses couldn't drag me away.
I was explaining to the 20-year-old the plot to The Happening the other night.
Oh no.
And he's like, what? No. Yeah. I was trying, you know, because the kid only knew about The Sixth Sense, and he's like, oh, I'm sure M. Night has other good movies. I'm like, no, he doesn't. So, like, I'm going down the roster of, like, all these movies. I'm like, yeah, there's that one movie where the island turns you old, and then there's the other movie where they're in a, you know, fucking village that turns out
to be not in modern times. That they're like, yeah, you know what was great? Cholera.
And then, like... Then they're at an old, then there's one movie, they're at grandma's house, but it's not her.
Whenever William Hurt shows up in a movie, you know it's gonna be bad.
You could say the movie William Hurt You.
Yeah. Show me why William Hurt You. The village.
With Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah, Bryce Dallas Howard as a blind girl. And they're like, we keep her blind so she doesn't know that we're in 2007.
Yeah, she was blind when she read the script.
Yeah, she was like, hey. Then she did The Woman in the Water, where it was like, hi, I'm a nymph that live in a... Fuck you. And like, Tamalani died.
I forgot that movie existed.
We're
Freddy from fucking 6 Feet Under.
Paul Giamatti is a hot girl in a pool.
Or no, when fucking Freddy from 6 Feet Under had like a muscle arm.
Yeah, I got a muscle arm.
Man, fuck
you, Paul Giamatti.
No. Our hatred is towards M. Night Shyamalan. We can't hate the man who is in Big Fat Liar.
Yeah.
Your favorite movie of all time.
I love that movie.
He turns blue.
He got blued.
You love the idea of an obese old man stealing a script from a child and then making a movie about it and then also starring Donald
Hazel. Could you imagine? Kids are so stupid. How bad was that script? Because what did Frankie Muniz write? He wrote the greatest script of all time. Shut up. You're a stupid kid.
Like Monkey Trouble. I don't even
know where to put the fucking comma.
Like Monkey Trouble with David's favorite actress.
Oh, my God. Monkey Trouble is such a good movie.
It is. With Dora Birch from the greatest movie called Ghost World.
Yeah, okay, but like Monkey Trouble's a great movie.
I love Demonia, but I didn't love Ghost World. Shut up.
I don't sound like that.
So listen, this is what happened.
Hold on, shut up. Monkey Trouble is more layered than fucking Ghost World, okay?
Your pussy is layered.
It is. I have a yeast infection.
Yeah. You got yeast upon yeast and an infection. Oh, so Nicolette, so this is what happens. So we go to this Koreatown, and we go to Smash Burger, and the Smash Burger, Nicolette, was the Twilight Zone.
Oh my God.
Oh. I don't know if everybody was neurodivergent that worked there or they were all on gummies because
that cashier, I've been aggravated, but I was beyond fucking aggravated at this cashier. Like,
so,
did not look at any of us in the face when doing the order. And then he would keep pausing. And I'm like, can we speed this up, please? So, like,
first things first, we get to Smash Burger. And Adam was like, what do you want? I was like, I want this and this. He was like, okay, great. He goes up there. The guy goes, where are you sitting? And Adam was like, I don't know, over there. He goes, the west side. He goes, what? He goes, upstairs, downstairs, over here, the west side. He was like, well, what's that? He's like, oh, that's the west side. He's like, okay, we're at the west side. Which table? He was like, what does it matter?
So you order first, like normal places, you know, and then you go and you get your food and you sit down, right?
No, they bring
or you get
the
a number
food.
And put it on your table.
Yeah. So like,
but what does it matter where you're sitting?
Nicolette, it doesn't. because this woman didn't bring us the food right where. Anyway,
which, so like, that bitch. So we eventually get our food, but then I order tots and I didn't get tots right away. So I wait a while and I go up and she's like, oh, we're getting them now. And I'm like, okay, first off, drop the attitude. I wouldn't wonder if your service wasn't run by fucking circus animals. Like, you know, maybe then I would have, like, you know, gave you your time.
So, Nicolette, Carlene orders a side of fries. David's chicky tenders, because David and Adam are the same species of baby children. David's like, can I get chicky tenders and tater tots? And they were like, sure, baby Yoda. So David's chicky tenders come out with french fries. And he's like, but I ordered tots. And she was like, they're coming. And then she brings them out and then like they come out 20 minutes later where everybody's finished and David's fucking super hot tater tots come out and they don't even bring you like dressing or anything like that. I had to eat Brussels sprouts without the goddamn ranch dressing.
Yeah, he really suffered. Yeah, poor Gary.
And you had too hot of tots.
Yeah, David's tots were too hot.
This sounds like a bougie place just going by the name. Is this a chain or is this just a...
Oh, it's chain. Bougie.
I mean, because they're acting like it's bougie and no one belongs.
No, they were acting like they were neurodivergents. Yeah, that's what they were acting like.
They were acting like their parents drank in the womb. Like,
yeah, they were acting like, yes. Their mom smoked cigarettes every day, drank tobacco water that put Audra in the hospital this week.
Hot Cheetos.
They ate hot Cheetos.
Oh, man, that sucks that kind of set. I mean, but at least you ended on a high note, you know?
Oh, no, it was great. I was laughing the entire time because these dummies kept... Everybody kept coming over to us. I was just bring us the fucking food.
And we get in the covered wagon to come see y'all in person up there for the New York experience. Can we go to Smash Burger?
Yeah,
we're gonna go to that exact one.
We're gonna bring you to that Smash Burger, and then we're gonna go to a ska concert.
What?
All right.
Ska. We're going to listen to some trombones, baby.
Nice.
No, I will not be around that day then.
If my tots come out first, David, you can have mine.
Oh, thank you.
David will take your tots.
I will burn my lips for you.
And I'll make a second trip to get sauces.
They won't give you the sauce.
I'll make them.
I feel like if you were to like talk to these people with your Tennessee accent, they wouldn't know what to do. They would probably pass out because they don't know what accents are.
All the more reason.
And then we went into a pot store and David was like, I would like to buy some gummies. And they were like $70. He was like, what?
They weren't gummies. They were just like, they were edibles. They were like fruity cereal flavored edibles. And I'm like, $70? No, thanks.
We're in the wrong career.
Yeah, we are. We should be making edibles.
Yeah.
Edibles arrangements where it's pot infused fruit baskets. And yes.
Okay. There you go. I mean, right there.
We got this new business.
Someone tries to steal it. We already said it, or you already said it. So there.
It's already copyrighted, infringed. Y'all can't do it.
Don't make me edibles alone.
That's the tagline for our business.
I have yet to see David in his ma wig. I've only seen the other two, but I've not seen the ma wig.
David does not have a ma wig.
I mean, Gary, I'm sorry. It's daylight and I'm not in my coffin.
Oh, bonjour.
Not embarrassing at all. Anyway, so in this movie, I had some anxiety when I rewatched it because they're carrying their uncle around with the jar and like no one's worried. No. in the competition with the puppet. I mean, was he a vegetarian chef?
Yeah.
Why is the puppet talking even when he's walking into another building? The puppet's in the car waiting, still talking. I didn't understand any of that. And maybe I'm trying too hard. It didn't make sense.
The grossest puppet I've ever seen.
It's just really upsetting. More than the intro of Are You Afraid of the Dark with that clown thing up in the attic and the fan blowing.
Oh, yes.
That puppet is, you know, puppets are terrifying anyway, but.
The puppet's at a vegetarian restaurant? No, thanks.
It's just sitting there.
But it's
and weird. Even the puppet's like, sitting on Janet Jackson.
But all of these vegetarian restaurants all don't look like they're up to code. They all look really nasty.
All right. First of all, no, the worst puppet of all time is Lady Fairchild from fucking Mr. Rogers.
I concur. Lady Lane Fairchild. Yes, absolutely. I didn't even know that was a woman until I was in my 20s and then I had the internet. I had no idea.
That fucking dumb bitch. Fuck you, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah,
poor Daniel, the little cat, though. He was wore out.
The cat was like, meow, 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 Lady Fairchild, meow, meow. Shut up, cat.
You need to come to Chattanooga and do a dramatic saying of that, Gary.
Meow, 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 Lady Fairchild. I may meow, 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 food. Shut up. Be an adult, fucking cat. Grow up. So this movie is great. It does have a disgusting puppet. Lady Fairchild and Uncle Namut could totally fuck each other. They'd be the most disgusting. It would be like a John Waters puppet movie. Two of the most disgusting things ever fucking.
Yeah. A lot of questionable things in this movie, but still enjoyable.
Great movie. I loved it.
I'm glad that you did.
I liked little Jimmy Hitler. He was hot.
Yeah, they're all hot. Yeah. Everybody in this movie is hot.
Even the uncle?
No.
Okay.
Well, he died, so who cares? Janet Jackson, the cop, was hot. It was like Rihanna and Janet Jackson had a baby.
You do gotta love that, like, in the beginning of the movie, the uncle's getting shot in daylight, but then when they flash back, it's like, oh, wait, they're shooting him at night. How fun.
Yeah, why not? Great movie. Guys, watch Blood Diner. It's on, not on Peacock, but it's on Roku. The Roku channel, yes. They have their own channel now. The remote now has a channel. Nicolette, anything you'd like to promote?
Currently not at this time. Just the overall health and well-being and safety of so everyone here present and around us that deserve it. Wicked people, may God have mercy on your soul.
Nah, fuck you, wicked people. I hope you die like O.J. Simpson.
And fuck the musical Wicked. Hate it. And I hate the movie.
I'd like to give a shout out to O.J. roasting in hell right now. I hope a demon shits in your mouth. I hope Johnny Cochran fist you.
If the fist don't fit, you must acquit.
Oh, look at that. Nice. And
fist again.
Yeah. Now, Nicolette, you'll be coming you so back much. Soon. We love you. Audra, we love you too.
We love everyone.
We love that you all live in a bird sanctuary down in Tennessee.
Tons of birds, but
you know that
tons of things on the ground too.
You know that you guys are in our INDB, right?
I did. I saw that. I love it. I love all of it. I want to see more.
You will.
When you type the Miss Education, we're the third thing that pops up on IMBD.
Always crazy that we have a page.
Yeah. When the first episode, Nicolette and Audra double guested on, we found out Audra lived in a bird sanctuary.
Yes.
We love you guys.
We love you so much.
To the other 14 people listening this week, because Nicolette's on the show, we love you all.
I had fun as always. I love you both immensely.
You are the reason why we soar.
Aw, thank you.
When you believe.
Gary, shut up.
Killer title of the episode, by the way.
You're welcome. I was sitting on that all week.
You're welcome. Okay, relax there, fucking you mean girl. You're welcome.
Look, don't hate the play. I hate the game, baby.